This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Sophie Bushwick. Got a minute?
Bark. Good dog.
Dogs make great listeners, and that may be because man and man's best friend use analogous brain regions to process voices. Researchers collected almost 200 sound samples, including human and canine vocalizations, as well as environmental noises and silence. They played these clips to 22 people and 11 dogs while the subjects' brains were undergoing functional MRI scans. Human brains tuned in most to vocal sounds.
Earth is the only place where we know
dog brains were most sensitive to environmental noises. But they still had a lot in common. A dedicated brain area reacted strongly to the vocalizations of their own species, and that area also responded to the voices of the other species. Meanwhile, a different brain region noted emotion in a voice, with a strong response to cheery sounds like laughter, and a weaker reaction to unhappy noises like canine whining. The study's in the journal Current Biology. Seems that thousands of years of domestication have made our furry friends sensitive to the same vocal cues we are. You can confide in Fido.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Sophie Bushwick.